Denise McCluggage died last week at the age of 88. She was an accomplished skier, but she found even more speed behind the wheel of a race car. She was also a journalist and a photographer. When she was inducted into the Automotive Hall of Fame, she told the crowd that her life hadn't gone exactly as planned.
So there I was, playing with cars and putting my life on hold. And I thought, well, that's funny. I missed out what I was supposed to do.
Those who knew McCluggage would say that she missed out on very little. Here's her longtime friend and fellow automotive journalist, Gene Jennings.
If I really try to talk about the loss, I don't think I can talk for long. Denise McCluggage was my hero. She was my heroine. She was a journalist. She was a brilliant journalist, and she was a really good racing driver and the foremost woman driver of her day, which was the late 50s and early 60s. You know, I think she started her life as a sports reporter and maybe one of the first women sports reporters in New York. And she was covering racing and just decided she would try it herself. She was gorgeous. She was hot. And her helmet had pink polka dots on it. And it was just like her. Just like her, you know? She was not a girly girl, but she was a gorgeous girl. She was racing on all the most incredible tracks and venues of the day against the greatest drivers as well. At the same time, she was a brilliant writer. And I don't think there is a person in our business who's really fit to hold her pen. I was about 26 years old. I had just started at Car and Driver magazine, and I had gone on a press trip to Washington, D.C. with Volkswagen. And I was in my room, and they had a list of all the journalists, and I saw her name, and I got really excited and called her room. And she was writing for Auto Week, and there I was, this new woman, you know, more of a girl. And we were friends ever since. She made everyone around her feel loved and feel adored in her presence. She made you feel loved, and you loved to be with her. She was close to everyone. Everyone in the day. She was close to Miles Davis. She lived in the same apartment building, and so they used to hang out together and talk about cars. She did exactly what she wanted to do and did what she loved. And she did it all with joy. She didn't wear her femaleness like a sword and shield. Feminist, I don't even think about it that way. I think of her as, you know, sort of rising up above everybody. At the age of 86, she was teaching old guys how to drive their Porsches for $1,000 a day. She was still terrifying people on the track or even on the road because she was so fast and so good. And that never seemed to dim. She just hated being infirm in any way. And she hated any slowing down whatsoever. So she said, they found a tumor in my left kidney, and I'm not going to have it operated on. We went to her house. She was beat up because she had pneumonia. We sat down for a dinner around her table. She started telling stories. It was hours. We were there hours. And halfway into it, I thought, why am I not running a tape recorder? I just wanted to be there and hear her stories. By Sunday morning when I woke up, I was distraught that I had just gone through 3 hours and I couldn't remember anything she said. We came back in the morning and she was wearing a sweatshirt that said, "With age comes oldness." She said, "Yeah, I got it online." She was just the best. I said, "Denise, we're going to make a little video and I'll get you started." And it was her name.
So, Denise, you've been called McLuggage.
Well, also, when I was in school, ninth graders thought it was very funny to call me McBaggage. And I finally came up with my real name is Valise McPortmanteau. It is French, and you wouldn't understand.
Her giggle is absolutely famous. It was almost like she had just thought of the joke and laughed before it came out of her mouth. It was just classic. I cannot believe it, but 3 days later, she was gone. 3 days later, she was gone. And I know God is good, but this is about the biggest blessing I think I've ever had in my life. Not just knowing her, but like being there, representing a lot of people who love her and really, you know, worship the pen she used to write.
Jean Jennings is the founder and editor-in-chief of JeanKnowsCars.com. Her remembrance of Denise McCluggage was produced by Only a Game's Karen Given.